the longest time. Billy Joel. Now this, I'm laughing only because I've been hearing in my ear where our reporter is next, and we're getting some very interesting sound effects because this week we've been out and about at some of Coventry and Warwickshire's top attractions to give you some ideas on what to do with the children at the end of the Christmas holidays. Today, our intrepid reporter, Sean Grescheck, is at Haddon Country World to see what's on offer there with some very noisy and very hungry sheep and lambs. Bang on cue.
Yes. Good morning, Annie. Yes, I think, you know, there's enough noise going on here to let them do the report personally. We've also got E-I-E-I-O playing in the background as well. It's great. As you can tell, I probably don't need to describe too much of the scene here. I'm standing in the farm surrounded by reindeers, pigs, sheep, donkeys, you name it. They've got it here. And I'm joined by Richard Craddock, who is the farm manager here. Just take us through, how many animals have we got here?
Morning, Sean. Yeah, we've got probably about 60 animals inside Farmyard Favourites, where we are at the moment. Then 300 guinea pigs just through there for us to have a look at. But on the farm altogether, we've got 250 sheep as well, about 18 ponies and 40 odd rare breed cattle.
Right, and you've still got all the tinsel up here, and you've got a sort of mock Mary and Joseph with some straw right next to the donkeys here. It looks like it's a great day out for all the family.
Yeah, just before Christmas we themed it all up for Santa's Grotto and that, and the animals get excited as well with all the decorations going up. And we had a lot of school parties and public visitors to see the animals, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. But yep. We're just starting to take it all down now and getting ready for the new year and our new season.
Yeah, and of course this is the last day really that kids have got off, so you'll probably be getting a fair amount of people through the doors today. And are the animals usually this loud, or is it well, feeding time or something?
We're just mucking them out and getting them ready for the for opening at 10 o'clock. And, we generally feed them about 10 to 10. So they're going to get the food and
they know it's on the way.
Our stockman Pete brings the sheep along. Anyway, would you like to hold got a lamb that's about 3 to 4 days old? Would you like to hold it?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, fantastic. And there's some newborns all over the place here. We've got piglets and lambs, and Richard has just gone into the little pen there and he's picked up a beautiful baby lamb here. Oh, she's gorgeous, and I'm just sort of taking hold of her now
whilst
holding the microphone. This is multitasking at its best, really.
She's born just over the Christmas period. And there she goes, and she's doing ever so well. It's a Dorset Horn lamb, and these are a breed of sheep that lamb at very early. So hence they're good for us in the farm village. But,
excellent.
Are you okay, though?
Yeah, I am. I better give you back.
back in the pen.
She's not happy.
Oh, this is hilarious. Well, we're going to be back later, and I'm going to be...
She's gone. She's off with the lambs. I'll leave you to it. Sean, okay?
See you later, Annie.